And from 90FM, would you like to do a trivia focus?
Yeah, we would.
Hell yeah. What is your team name?
This is the warmest stool I ever sat on.
Oh, cool. How did you get that team name?
Well, we may have accidentally sat on a warm stool or two.
What is your team slogan?
Mike Gosh's Escort Service will always take care of escorting you where you need to go.
Can you say it with a British accent now?
No.
What is the overall state of your team right now?
Tired and drunk. He's so in life.
Who has had the least amount of sleep on your team?
Rich, their team owner.
What Looney Tune character best describes your team and why?
Tasmanian Devil, because we're nuts.
If you were Pepe Le Pew, what would you do to seduce others?
I think we usually find that leaving a warm stool for somebody else to sit on usually works pretty good.
For bait.
For bait? Oh, man, I do not want to know what kind of people you're trying to pick up with warm stools. What's the tastiest radio station in the whole universe?
90FM, baby.
All right, thank you very much. For Trivia Focus, I'm Snack Man. Thank you for playing Trivia 44.
Trivia Focus is provided by Century Insurance, serviced locally by Point Insurance. Free, no-obligation reviews of your home, auto, and life insurance needs are available at pointagency.com or at 715-544-4665.
You're listening to Trivia on 90FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery, presenting Wisconsin's newest hard cider, Cider Boys Hard Cider, made by the Stevens Point Brewery. Bank local with Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank, proud to serve the trivia community since 1997, 3601 Main Street. The University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. And serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams.
The winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, for hour 32 is Rochester Recruits. Again, the winner of the grocery bag is Rochester Recruits. To pick up your prize, bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with your team ID number label in it to the 90FM studios located at 1101 Reserve Street. Team standings as of hour 31 in fifth place with 4,395 points is Freshly Squeezed. In fourth place with 4,750 points is Tin Man. In third place with 5,090 points is Dad's Computers, 35 Years of Trivia. In second place with 5,160 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. And in first place with 5,760 points is Festivus for the Rest of Us. Here are the point values for questions in hour 31. Question 1 is worth 20 points. Question 2 is worth 95 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 15 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 25 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. Again, here are the point values for questions in hour 31. Question 1 is worth 20 points. Question 2 is worth 95 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 15 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 25 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. And now, question 1 for hour 33 of Trivia 44 is, what is the name of the product which suggests in television commercials that viewers should, quote, eat liquid gold? Again, question number 1 for hour 33 of Trivia 44 is, what is the name of the product which suggests in television commercials that viewers should, quote, eat liquid gold.
Trivia 44 and Amber Riddell.
There she was, just walking down the street singing.
Ooh, I did it, did it, done, did it, do.
Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing.
Ooh, I did it, did it, done, did it, do.
She looked good.
She looked fine,
and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing.
Ooh, I did it, dum, did it, dum.
Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing.
Ooh, I did it, dum, did it, dum.
We walked on to my door. We walked on to my door, then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing.
Ooh, I did it, did it, done, did it, do.
Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing.
Ooh, I did it, did it, done, did it, do.
Well, I'm hurt.
She's mine.
I'm hers. She's mine. Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing.
Ooh, I did it, did it, dumb, did it, dumb.
Oh, we're so and that's how we're gonna stay singing.
Ooh, I did it, did it, done, did it, done.
Well, I'm hers.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa, oh yeah.
Ooh, I did it, did it, done, did it, do.
We'll sing it through.
Ooh, I did it, did it, done, did it, do.
We are in the middle of question one, hour 33. That question again, what is the name of the product which suggests in television commercials that viewers should eat liquid gold? phones down in the back. That is the end of question 1, hour 33. That question again, what is the name of the product which suggests in television commercials that viewers should eat liquid gold? The answer, Velveeta. Once again, the answer to question 1, hour 33, Velveeta. Moving on to question 2 of hour 33, what is the first and last name of the big screen character who tells her younger sister the following? It isn't over till the fat lady swings. Once again, question 2, hour 33, what is the first and last name of the big screen character who tells her younger sister the following? It isn't over till the fat lady swings. In the middle of question 2, hour 33. What is the first and last name of the big screen character who tells her younger sister the following? It isn't over till the fat lady swings. Phones down in the back. That is the end of question two. Hour 33, what is the first and last name of the big screen character who tells her younger sister the following? It isn't over till the fat lady swings. The answer, Jenny Portman. Once again, the answer for question two, hour 33, Jenny Portman. Moving on to question three of hour 33, going undercover, Harold Finch takes a job as a concierge at a hotel. What is the name of that hotel? Once again, question three of hour 33, going undercover, Harold Finch takes a job as a concierge at a hotel. What is the name of that hotel?
Quanto le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta.
Quanto le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta.
We gotta get going, where we going, what are we gonna do?
We're on our way to somewhere, the three of us and you. What do we see there, who will be there, what'll be the big surprise?
There may be caballeros with dark and flashing eyes. We're on our way,
we're on our way.
Pick up your pack,
pack up your pack.
And if we stay, we won't come back.
We won't come back, how can we go?
Now someone said they just come back from somewhere. A friend of mine that I don't even know. She said there are lots of fun if we can get there. If that's the case, that's the place. The place we want to go.
We gotta get going, where we going, and what are we gonna do? We're on our way to somewhere, the three of us and you. What do we see there, who will be there, what'll be the big surprise? There may be caballeros with dark and flashing eyes. I'll take the train.
I'll take the train.
You take a boat.
Well, I take the boat.
I'll take a plane.
I'll take the plane.
You ride the goat.
Well, I ride the goat.
Oh, we don't care. We'll either walk or climb, but we'll get there, and we're gonna have a happy time.
Le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta. Quanto le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta.
Someone said he just came back from somewhere and picked a few petunias in the snow. He told me that it's very close to nowhere. If that's the case, that's the place we want to go. Going where we're going, and what are we gonna see?
We're off to see somebody who's on his way to me.
Gonna go my way,
you go your way.
Wanna make a little bet? We'll all meet in the country. They haven't found us yet.
We're on our way,
we're on our way.
Take up your bag,
pack up your pack.
And if we stay,
we won't come back.
We won't come back.
How can we go? We haven't got a dime, but we're going, and we're gonna have a happy time. Yes, we're going, and we're gonna have a happy, 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 happy quanta la gusta, la gusta, la gusta. Yes, we're gonna have a happy time.
We are in the middle of question three, hour 33. Going undercover, Harold Finch takes a job as a concierge at a hotel. What is the name of that hotel?
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Up through the backyard we go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was, he was, yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He kissed and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was
Phones down. I say phones down in the back. That is the end of question 3, hour 33. That question again. Going undercover, Harold Finch takes a job as a concierge at a hotel. What is the name of that hotel? The answer, Concord. Once again, the answer to question 3, hour 33, Concord. Moving on to question 4 of hour 33. Touted as America's lowest-priced sporty car, print advertising bragged, even the price is beautiful. Based on a comparison of manufacturers' suggested retail prices, it was $105 less than Camaro, $81 less than Mustang, and $226 less than Firebird. What is the make and model of this automobile? Once again, question 4, hour 33. Touted as America's lowest-priced sporty car, print advertising bragged, even the price is beautiful. Based on a comparison of manufacturers' suggested retail prices, it was $105 less than Camaro, $81 less than Mustang, and $226 less than Firebird. What is the make and model of this automobile?
Little GTO, you're really looking fine. Three deuces and a four-speed, and a 389. Listen to her tacking up now, listen to her whine. Come on and turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO. See her on a road course or a quarter mile. This little modified ponton has got the latest style. She thinks the gassers and the rail jobs really drive them wild. Come on, turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO. Yeah. Save all my money and buy a GTO. Get a helmet and a roll bar, and I'll be ready to go. Take it out to Pomona and let them know, yeah, yeah, that I'm the coolest thing around. Little buddy gonna shut you down. When I turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO.
We are in the middle of question 4, hour 33. That question again. Touted as America's lowest-priced sporty car, print advertising bragged, even the price is beautiful. Based on a comparison of manufacturer's suggested retail prices, it was $105 less than Camaro, $81 less than Mustang, and $226 less than Firebird. What is the make and model of this automobile?
Some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold dark night, when everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway.
started out this morning feeling so full of light. I always thought of this for nothing, called it didn't bite. But you got some beta waiting, and I think I might like heaven in a little afternoon delight. Skyrockets in flight. He's working up an appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make a spark ignite, and the thought of rubbing you is getting so exciting. Skyrockets in flight.
Phones down in the back. That's the end of question four, hour 33. That question again. Touted as America's lowest-priced sporty car, print advertising bragged, even the price is beautiful. Based on a comparison of manufacturer's suggested retail prices, it was $105 less than Camaro, $81 less than Mustang, and $226 less than Firebird. What is the make and model of this automobile? The answer, Plymouth Barracuda. Once again, the answer to question four, hour 33, Plymouth Barracuda.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery, presenting new Cider Boys Peach County Hard Cider. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. The University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities. Vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. And Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department.
Moving on to question 5 of hour 33, beard-wearing people get their beards trimmed differently. Some may go to Floyd Lawson, others may go to the Barber of Seville. But a master mechanic gets his done when a speeding sports car trims about 1/8 inch of it during a recent promo for a television series. What is the make and model of car used in the performance of this trim? Once again, question 5, hour 33, beard-wearing people get their beards trimmed differently. Some may go to Floyd Lawson, others may go to the Barber of Seville. But a master mechanic gets his done when a speeding sports car trims about 1/8 inch of it during a recent promo for a television series. What is the make and model of car used in the performance of this trim?
Trivia 44 and Amber Riddell.
diamonds on your head.
We're in the middle of question 5, hour 33. That question again. Beard-wearing people get their beards trimmed differently. Some may go to Floyd Loss, and others may go to the Barber of Seville. But a master mechanic gets his done when a speeding sports car trims about 1/8 inch of it during a recent promo for a television series. What is the make and model of car used in the performance of this trim?
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the street, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. Watch them shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. On the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn, and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
Phones down in the back. That's the end of question 5, hour 33. That question again. Beard-wearing people get their beards trimmed differently. Some may go to Floyd Loss, and others may go to the Barber of Seville. But a master mechanic gets his done when a speeding sports car trims about 1/8 inch of it during a recent promo for a television series. What is the make and model of car used in the performance of this trim? The answer, Pontiac GTO. Once again, answer to question 5, hour 33, Pontiac GTO. Moving on to question 6 of hour 33. What is the name of the imaginary bus that jumps anywhere, anytime, and took children to a different place every week? Once again, question 6, hour 33. What is the name of the imaginary bus that jumps anywhere, anytime, and took children to a different place every week?
Takes me to you.
Too much magic bus.
I'm so
every day. Just to drive to my baby. From 10, 6 months each day.
We're in the middle of question 6, hour 33. That question again, what is the name of the imaginary bus that jumps anywhere, anytime, and took children to a different place every week? Phones down in the back. That's the end of question 6, hour 33. That question again, what is the name of the imaginary bus that jumps anywhere, anytime, and took children to a different place every week? The answer, White Rabbit. Once again, the answer to question 6, hour 33, White Rabbit. Moving on to question 7 of hour 33, what is the name of the sport which includes a pebbler, an important person, much like a groundskeeper in baseball, or a greenskeeper in golf, or even a Zamboni driver in skating? Once again, question 7, hour 33. What is the name of the sport which includes a pebbler, an important person, a groundskeeper in baseball, or a greenskeeper in golf, or even a Zamboni driver in skating?
chasing rabbits. I didn't even know you were going to fall. Tell them all hookah, smoking caterpillar, has given you the call. Call Alice when she was just small. One man on the chessboard, get up and tell you where to go, and you will just have some kind of mushroom, and your mind is moving low. Forest Alice, I think she'll know when her logic and proportion have fallen slowly dead, and the white knight is talking backwards, and the red queen's overhead. Remember what the dormouse said.
We're in the middle of question 7, hour 33. What is the name of the sport which includes a pebbler, an important person, much like a groundskeeper in baseball, or a greenskeeper in golf, or even a Zamboni driver in skating? Phones down in the back. That's the end of question 7, hour 33. What is the name of the sport which includes a pebbler, an important person, much like a groundskeeper in baseball, or a greenskeeper in golf, or even a Zamboni driver in skating? The answer? Curling. Once again, the answer to question 7, hour 33, curling. Moving on to question 8 of hour 33, get out your copy of the new Trivia Times, turning to picture number 23, and the gentleman is the first. What is the first and last name of the number 23 in the new Trivia Times? Once again, question 8, hour 33. Get out your copy of the new Trivia Times. Turn to picture number 23 and the gentleman. gentleman with the attractive shirt. What is the first and last name of the gentleman in picture number 23 in the new Trivia Times?
Naughty lady of Shady Lane has hit the town like a bomb. The bankman's gossip ain't been this good since Mabel ran off with Tom. Our town was peaceful and quiet before she came on the scene. The lady has started a riot, disturbing the suburban routine. The naughty lady of Shady Lane has the town in a whirl. The naughty lady of Shady Lane, me, oh my, oh what a girl. Bum 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 bum. You should see how she carries on.
through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Center. Sustainable pointers. Visit UWSC.edu today. Log Cabin Bank, proud to serve the Trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Medicine Clinic on Hoover Road is now open and accepting new patients, featuring extended hours that meet your family's busy schedule at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association will remind you to buy local. And to succeed in today's world, you need a plan. At Travel Guard, we offer employees the tools and opportunities to achieve. It's success inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
Good morning with 90FM News. I'm Jonah Winsky. It's the plane crash that wasn't in Southern California. Yucaipa, California businessman Billy Cheeseman Jr. staged an elaborate April Fool's prank using a forklift. Cheeseman would arrange a small aircraft on the fence in front of his Redlands Yucaipa rental business to recreate a nosedive crash. He even ran yellow caution tape to resemble a legitimate crime scene. Cheeseman recently received the two-seat plane, and he was trying to figure out what to do with it. Cheeseman notified the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department before setting up the prank in order to avoid any unwanted attention from the law. I'll have a look at Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from Galaxy Comics Games and More, your dart and disc golf supply headquarters, 925 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point. Phone number 715-544-0857.
In Central Wisconsin weather, it's 25 degrees outside. I'll have the top five teams, the point values from Hour 32, and Question 1 of Hour 34 of Trivia 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
Hey, Doc. This is Jesse Hines from 90FM. Would you like to do a Trivia Focus?
Sure.
What's your team name?
More alcohol than answers.
How did your team get this name?
Because we drink more than we answer.
So what is up, Doc?
The sky.
What is everyone on your team doing to stay up this year?
Well, drinking. Red Bull.
What Looney Tune character best describes your team and why?
Daffy Duck.
Because their bills keep spinning.
And we're all quacky.
How would you describe the Oz?
He is the greatest, man. There's nobody that can think of all his weird, I'm not going to say crap, but crap. Yeah, goodness, I like him.
What is your team's slogan?
Shots and more shots, yeah.
Can you say that with a British accent?
Shots and more shots.
When you're on the internet, what do you spend your time looking at?
The word Google.
Summarize this year's contest in three words.
I hate that rabbit.
You have to form a basketball team to defeat the Monstars.